We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out, Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like
well, now
a Mardi Gras.
Brady Trantham thinks we're lame. This is so lame. What are you doing, Falero?
Welcome to Miami.
I mean, this is so lame. You bring on someone who's never been on the show before, and he's from Oklahoma City, and now he's probably thinks like, oh, I guess they just play Welcome to Miami every segment. Like, this is so pathetically lame. Can we bump him to another segment? Because I don't even want to bring him on with that intro song.
What do you want to do, play a generic song?
Yeah. Do our show.
We're Miami.
We never play that song.
We're Miami.
We never play that song. What are you doing?
I'm excited, okay, for Mello.
For what?
For Mello. Possibility.
Let's tell Brady that our producer's lame,
is
not us.
Lame.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Brady Trantham, he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise. We were talking earlier, the sports radio monikers. Got the franchise, you got the fan.
Score.
The score, the zone, and the ticket. Those are about the five,
yeah.
Right? And I think, and then there's us. We love our
school.
Numbers and letters, man.
That's all you need.
He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise in Oklahoma. Hello, Brady.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Sorry about the music. I apologize. I mean, it'd be like us coming on there and playing Oklahoma show tunes.
there's nothing wrong with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, it's just hacky. I'm not down with that. What was the OKC experience with Carmelo Anthony like? Because all that Crowder and I essentially saw was the playoff series, and he looked 1,000 years old and out of place and didn't look like they wanted him on the court. But OKC couldn't have been as good as they were during the regular season if he was terrible.
Yeah, and I think the thing that a lot of people are going to gloss over, and I understand why, but I think the main thing that people are going to gloss over is the fact if Melo doesn't come, if Sam Presti doesn't pull the trigger and trade for a player of Carmelo Anthony's stature, to say what you want, like, I mean, I saw the same thing you guys saw. He's old, he's not the player he was, but he still holds a lot of water in the league. But getting a guy like that into your organization said a lot for Paul George. He certainly had talked about that a lot, and that's probably played a big role in him wanting to stay. And then also, I don't think it's a coincidence that less than a week later, after the Melo trade went down, Russell Westbrook signed his max extension with Oklahoma City. So, like, yes, the on-the-court results were not what the Thunder wanted. He was good as a third option throughout most of the regular season. In the playoffs, it was a different story. But I think the bigger picture here is you got Russell Westbrook to stay, and it probably played a huge role in having Paul George stay as well.
Brady, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, players want to play with players. This whole super team thing, you want some guys you know and respect on your team. But from you watching, like I said, me and Hawk just saw that playoff series and it was not pretty. But what you've seen he played in 78 games, 78 starts last year. Could he be a number one option? Because if he comes to Miami, Brady, he's going to be our best player by chance.
We think.
That's the question. And we were actually having a conversation right before Thunder practice today about that very topic, is what does Melo learn from his experience in Oklahoma City? Does he understand that, yes, you're not the same player you used to be? Was this a humbling experience? And is he able to accept a lesser role somewhere else? And especially if he's with, you know, his buddies, either Dwayne Wade or if he goes to Houston, Chris Paul, like, is he more willing to take on that role? But if he decides that he wants to be the number one option, I mean, yeah, he's a volume scorer. The guy can put buckets on the board, but just from a team building perspective, I don't know if that's what's best for Miami. I don't know if that's what Pat Riley would want. But hey, he'll fill up seats. He'll sell tickets. He's exciting. He's wonderful to deal with. If he does end up going to Miami, you guys will love covering him. The guy is an amazing interview.
Brady Trantham is with us. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise in Oklahoma. Where would he fit best? Like, if he goes to Houston, isn't that kind of replicating what he did in OKC?
Yeah, and I don't really know what Houston's doing because, you know, their whole mantra is that they were a hamstring away from getting to the NBA Finals. And whether you believe that or not, I mean, is another question. But, I mean, it's a fair question to ask. But having said all that, if that's what you believe, why are you trying to destroy your team? You let Trevor Ariza walk, you let Mbamute walk, and your goal is to replace that with more scoring with Carmelo Anthony. I understand the allure of being an organization and thinking we can tap into what Melo, we can tap in and be the organization that brings out the best in him. That's what the Thunder thought. It didn't work out. Houston and Miami probably have that same mentality that they can pull what's left out of Carmelo Anthony's tank and get the best out of it. I don't know if that's the best for Houston. I can understand why it could work for Miami, but Houston, I'm still kind of scratching my head what they're doing this offseason.
Did Oklahoma City fans like Melo during the season? Obviously, the playoffs, everybody probably ended the season with a sour taste in their mouth, but during the season, was he well-liked?
He was well-liked. I mean, the season was very disappointing throughout the entire year, and it got to a point where the team was just – it was a bad team to watch at times. And fans certainly had their scapegoats, and Carmelo Anthony certainly was one of those scapegoats. But having said that, I actually posed the question on Twitter about a week ago when all the news hit from Woj that the Thunder and Melo were trying to mutually part ways. And I just asked the question, like, whatever team he comes back on, like, how do you think Thunder fans will receive him? Will they boo him? Will they cheer him? The vast majority of them said that they would cheer. I think a lot of fans appreciated having a guy like Carmelo Anthony on the Thunder. And just as a native Oklahoman, I mean, I'm not a Thunder fan, but as a native Oklahoman, if you'd have told me when I was 13 watching, you know, Carmelo Anthony play at Syracuse and playing in the NBA that, hey, someday he's going to be playing basketball in Oklahoma City, I would have just laughed my butt off. So just as a native Oklahoman, it's pretty cool that Carmelo Anthony had a stint in Oklahoma City.
Is he a good teammate? Like, is he a guy that's going to uplift guys even if he's not playing?
That is the main concern other than his play on the court. He's not a team cancer by any means. He gets that label a lot. But I think his mellow attitude, I think that can kind of rub off in a negative way with teammates. And I think Russell Westbrook probably struggled with that because, I mean, you guys can just tell from afar, Russell Westbrook is 100% every single point during the day, and let alone on the basketball court, that guy goes 100% the whole time. And when you have somebody that's so influential like Carmelo Anthony just kind of say, oh, you know, it's not that big of a deal, or it's just a game, that could kind of mesh wrong with players. So it just really comes down to team chemistry and fit. It didn't fit with him and Russ. That's not to say that Russ didn't appreciate playing with him. He certainly liked the idea of having him on the team, and they're still friends. But I can see how that can kind of mesh wrong with teams and kind of ruin some chemistry here and there. And it certainly reared its ugly head a few times during the playoffs.
If you were Pat Riley and you had to make the decision, obviously I think it's going to be Carmelo's decision, but if you were Pat Riley and had to make the decision, do we legitimately want to add Carmelo Anthony to this Heat team? Would you?
Oh, man. That's the million-dollar question. I don't want to ever try to pretend that I'm Pat Riley. I wish I was. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, I can see the allure of being the organization to yield as much positives out of Carmelo Anthony. So from that perspective, yes, if I'm Pat Riley, I'd pull the trigger. Miami is an organization that I highly respect just because from the standpoint that they constantly try to be competitive. They don't ever try to throw it all in and tank and give up and throw their hands up in the air because, oh, the Warriors are out there, so there's no point that we're not going to win a title. Pat Riley constantly tries to develop talent, constantly tries to go find talent, free agency through trades. And I could certainly see him pulling the trigger and making this happen. And maybe it'll work out. Maybe Miami is a better fit for Carmelo Anthony than Oklahoma City.
And Brady, what are the Thunder going to do this year? Because you got the Warriors, you got Houston, they're reloading. Now LeBron's in L.A. Do they really think they can compete in the West?
Yeah, I think Paul George said all season, and we kind of, as media, we all glossed over it. He constantly referred to his first last year as year one. And we all, you know, I was under the assumption he was going to go to the Lakers just like everybody else. And I just thought that that was just him saying things. But if you look at it through the lens of that was year one of a 2-3-4 year process, then you can kind of look at last year without the kind of disappointing goggles that I looked at it through with last year. I think another year of chemistry, I think another year of continuity with the roster, especially with Billy Donovan, who's never had the same roster since he's been the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think another year is going to certainly help them out. And I don't know. I don't really want to say like a win total, but they went through some bad stretches, and yet they were still the 4 seed in the West. And yeah, it was not, they weren't the 2nd seed or the 3rd seed like a lot of people predicted, but that's still pretty damn good. And I think another year will certainly, I guess, bolster their chances to improve.
Does that Lakers team with LeBron, as currently constructed, though, if nothing else is added other than, you know, LeBron and who's Rajon Rondo and who else went there? I forget. Lance Stevenson.
They got Lonzo. They got Kuzma. They got some puppies.
JaVale McGee. Is JaVale McGee still there? He went there. Yeah, he looked good in the playoffs. He looked like an all-star, man. He was the opposite of Carmelo.
He got a rat tail.
I like him. That Lakers team with LeBron is currently constructed. Are they better or worse than OKC?
I think right now on paper they're worse. Now, if their young talent is able to improve and develop, then they might have a chance to really make a lot of noise in the West. But you just got to assume, just from what we've seen, like LeBron James' career, he doesn't like playing with young guys. He's not there to help develop young talent. So I kind of think that maybe that's going to hamper their development unless that they just decide to like trade Kuzma or trade Ingram or trade Lonzo Ball to get better talent. But because of that, I don't know. I mean, the West is just a gauntlet. I mean, Portland had to win like 20 games in a row, and they only got the 3 seed last year. Utah went on a stretch where they went 33-6 from like after Christmas, and they were the 5th seed. So it really just depends on what your expectation is. If your expectation is LeBron James is there, so they're going to win 55 games, then yeah, you're probably going to be disappointed. But if your expectation is, you know, LeBron James is the Lakers, they're much more competitive, then, you know, anywhere from the 6 to the 4, I think, is pretty realistic.
Brady Trantham, he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise in Oklahoma. Thank you for making time for us. We appreciate the mellow talk.
Hey, guys. Really appreciate it. And just the little kid in me is kind of excited that I'm on radio in Miami because I grew up a Miami Heat fan. So this is
oh, that's
cool.
Very cool. I'm sorry that we ruined it with the Will Smith at the beginning. I haven't recovered from that. I feel like Carmelo in the playoffs just starting this entire interview.
It got me in the mood. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brady. Brady Trantham there, the franchise in Oklahoma, Valero. I mean, honestly, like maybe if Melo's coming on and you want to play it for him because it's Welcome to Miami.
He liked it.
I don't care what Brady Trantham liked.
Okay.
This Sunday, City Place Doral will have the greatest world soccer tournament closing party. You can watch the game on a giant screen and take in the best atmosphere in Miami. Games, entertainment, prizes, and the grand final prize, a trip for two to Spain to watch a Real Madrid or Barcelona game this year. That's unbelievable.
That's exciting.
Come to the closing World Soccer Party Tournament celebration this Sunday, starting at 9:30. City Place Doral. That's 36th Street and 82nd Avenue in Doral.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.